All right, guys, so Firefox, mighty Firefox, is following on Chrome's footsteps and implementing the same site cookie attribute, which we talked about, guys, right here. If you're interested to know more about that topic, what is same site, what does it do, what are these different three attributes, none, strict, lax, what does each one of them know? I explained that in details with examples, with Node.js, and showing the different behavior in each one of them. Now, browsers are going all aboard with the same site cookie attribute. So guys, if you don't know, the same site cookie attribute was introduced around 3-4 years ago. And it was, for the longest time, it's optional. And when you don't specify this attribute in your cookie, it's going to be treated as none. And when, for the longest time, when it's treated as none, that means the browser will always send the cookie to your website, even if you were in another website. Apparently, this is called third-party cookies, which is, to me, it's a very confusing name. It is my cookie, yes. I am executing from a third party. I don't know. I just found the name third party is very confusing to me. It could be just me. But essentially, that's the idea. Your cookies, if you are in piratebay.org and there is a link that says click on that link, and essentially that link goes to Bank of America and you have cookies to that Bank of America, the act of clicking that link on piratebay.org will navigate you to Bank of America. And guess what? Bank of America will know it's you because you sent the cookies. That's how same site cookies work. That's the none behavior. And that's also the lax behavior. When you click and you navigate, that will actually send the cookies. The strict behavior is even if you're not on Bank of America and there is a link that goes to Bank of America, that will never send the cookies, right? So some people prefer strict for that case and just to be more secure. That's essentially what the same site actually. So now the change in Firefox specifically, I think the release is released August 4th, that's a few days ago. Now, any cookie that does not have the same site attribute, which used to be treated as none, that means I am going to send the cookies no matter what. If you're displaying an image from another site and that image requires cookies, I'm going to send the cookies, right? If you're making a post request, I'm going to get a request, I'm always going to send those cookies. Now, the absence of same site will be treated as lax. That means certain calls will send the cookies, certain calls will not, right? Cookies will be withheld on cross-site requests such as calls to load images and frames, right? That, like if you're loading an image or loading a frame or loading, even if you call to a fetch command, you're making a post request, well, those will be blocked with cross-origin resource sharing. But regardless, that will not send the cookies, right? So images will be broken. Some authentication mechanism will be broken to you. Previously, you used to rely on. No, today is no longer working, right? The only time the cookies will be sent if the user navigates to the URL from external site. If you, for example, if you're clicking a site, right, clicking a link, or it's a redirect, right? It's at the server returned at 203. Redirect. The browser redirects automatically. Is that 203? 203. I think it's 203. Now, browser will then redirect, and in this case, it will send those cookies, right? So I instructed you to watch those videos if you're interested to know more about same site. But yeah, we're reaching a more secure web, babes. This is beautiful, right? So yeah, it's actually been implemented in Nightly 75, but now it was in beta for the longest time, 50% of beta for Firefox, but yeah, guys, it's all there. It's there. And they obviously, they call to action with developers. Stuff will start to break. Oh, look at this. You can turn this off. Were we able to do that in Chrome? I don't remember. Look at that. They allow you to turn it off if you want to. Oh, man. they can actually, they provide also a test. Kudos for MDN and Mozilla. I love that. I don't remember Chrome doing that, such a thing. They give you an example, verify that all rows are green, look at all that stuff. They give you all the tests. This is beautiful. They give you a test. Awesome. So yeah, you can turn this off if you don't want to. So lax by default, it's now true, right? Non-secure, non-require secure by default, true. So this is it. You can turn these off if you want to. All right. And as a result will be you will treat same site as none by default, which is, to me, it's not secure. I don't think it's a good idea, to be honest, right? Especially if you're authenticated with your website and I load a malicious links that goes to your website and execute post request to your website, and I give you a link to my website, I'll be able to execute post request on your behalf, but just by the fact of you visiting my website. Kind of creepy, isn't it? But yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think people should enable this. I should leave it the default secure. The other idea is for developers on the back end, us, same site cookies at the server, set them by default. If you don't want that behavior, set them to none, right? So explicitly set same site equal none. Otherwise, if you don't want it, I prefer same site equal strict. But that kind of breaks some authentication mechanism, and I understand if that is not doesn't work for your use case. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Firefox kicking butts. I love it. I love it. The web is more secure now. Same site cookies, definitely a good idea. I'm going to see you in the next one, guys. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.